Welcome to Friday 5, 5 ways each Friday to help you get better at marketing. I'm Denise Fay of Achieve Marketing and Working Words, and today's Friday 5 is about copywriting. Many people ask me what a copywriter is when I explain that I'm working on copywriting projects. Copy, in my own opinion, copy is promotional or sales content that describes what you do and why someone should buy from you. As you can only be in one place at a time, your copy represents you 24 hours a day. I like to think of copywriting as the hidden secret to successful marketing. You know what, I see so many businesses spending a fortune on design on their website and brochures and on their logo. I've encountered companies who have waited an entire year to get sign off on the design of a brochure. What sells in the brochure is the content. People don't really buy from a logo, they buy from content and they buy from people. And content, let's face it, is everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's content. Your blog, your website, brochures, flyers, adverts, radios, white papers, case studies, sales letters, sales scripts. So today, I'm getting right onto it and I'm going to share 5 tips on getting your content right so that you can wow your audience. So you can start to write to wow. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about today is think less about selling and more about engaging. So I'm not suggesting that you get down on bended knee, but things have changed in marketing. Years ago, it was all about the mass marketing. Then it was about one-to-one marketing. Now it's almost gone full circle, and it's almost about befriending your customer. It's about engaging with your customers, whether it's an emotional, logical, or a practical level. So the advent of social media, by which you've probably come to listen to this audio boo, that's changed things an awful lot. So now big brands and small brands can now listen to what their customers are saying. Finally, us marketers are using our 2 ears and our 1 mouth. So what do you need to do if you're a small business is really need to engage with your customers, write as if you're speaking to them. Would you start a conversation with a customer that says, "Hi there, I'm based in Dublin, just off the motorway"? I don't think so. You'd actually start with, like, you know, what you do. So I think maybe that's what you should start to do. Keep it brief and entertaining and engaging. So again, write as you speak and think about benefits and not features. The second thing I want to talk to you about is the headline. It takes about 8 seconds for someone to browse your website or brochure before their attention wanes. 8 seconds. One of the biggest ways to get attention is a headline. Write a short, punchy headline that makes sure it's straight to the point. Keep your headline to the point. Now, I could talk for days about headlines, but all I want you to remember from this in terms of headlines is think short and snappy. Remember, there's piles of templates out there in terms of headline. What about a how-to? Or, like, do you remember that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? Bestseller, simply because the headline was punchy and that whole template of how-to is really, really good. Now, time is moving on, so the third thing I want to talk to you about is having a strong call to action. Call to action is something that you ask your reader to do. If you've taken the time to write a really, really powerful letter, then you need to instruct your reader to take an action. Be specific. Don't ask something very vague. Just get to the point and ask for the action. We're all fine-tuned to answer a question, so a question is generally a good way to finish a document with a call to action. So the fourth thing I want to talk to you about when writing copy is that people buy on emotion and then they rationalise it. So just bear that in mind. So whatever you're doing, people buy on emotion and then they rationalise it. So if you know what piques your customer's interest and it tugs at their heartstrings, then you're on to a winner. So once you've found that out, write your content to wow your audience, and remember, people buy an emotion and then they rationalise it. And the last thing I want to talk to you today about is editing. Forget diamonds, editing is your best friend. And when I say that, a lot of people laugh, but it's true. A lot of people procrastinate when it comes to writing. They just don't know what to say, they just don't know what to write. So you know what I suggest? Just write. Just write. Write whatever's in your mind, write whatever you want to say, and then you can edit it. So the hardest thing is getting started. So start to love editing. Now, that's it. Friday 5. 5 things to think about. So first thing, what did we talk about in the first point? It was all about think less about selling and more about engaging. Second thing was all about the headline, short and snappy. Third thing, have a strong call to action. Fourth one, think about how people buy an emotion and then they rationalise it. And the fifth thing, think about love editing. So that's your Friday 5. And I'm Denise Faye.